This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the final part of our Ghost Watch set of podcasts for Halloween, The Prison of the Dead. Well, we've had a good tour around the prison at Shepton Mallet, and we now enter the final area, which is the workshop, where you'd think that nothing would happen there, but we were very wrong. Well, Jenny, we're in our final area.
Yep.
The workshop. It's quite a walk, actually, up four flights of stairs.
Well, this building actually goes up further, so be thankful we're only on this level.
What were they working on? This isn't normally open to the general public, though, is it? This is all private areas.
So this is locked off to the public, so they don't come over here on the tours or anything. We do have an events company who come in and they run the odd thing here. Also, when I'm doing educational tours, I bring them in through here because this is from 1998. This was where the main entrance was moved to. So the actual inmates would have come through the corridor, they would have gone through the processing area, and then they would have been let out into the prison. So we do that with the children on the educational tours.
Yeah.
So they get the kind of real effect of what it's like. This particular room that we're in right now is actually one room from our scare maze.
Right.
And this is the room that isn't my favourite.
So originally, what would this room have been?
So this was, are we talking before the days of the scare maze?
Yes.
Okay. So the workshop is where the inmates used to come to work.
Yeah.
And so this would have been a room where an officer would have sat and he would have overseen some of the work that was going on here. We had like a machine workshop. We had woodworking and metalworking and plastic workshop and all that lot.
Yeah.
So the officers would have been in here. It's kind of like almost a control room. And they would have looked out through these windows and they would have been able to see the inmates at work and make sure that they were working properly.
Okay. And you had your experience in this particular, like, small area.
This little small room, yes.
It's tiny. So what happened?
So this was the entrance to our scare maze. So this is decked out like it would be a cinema. And you come in and it would be like, oh, welcome. Come and experience, come and experience what we've got to offer you. I don't like the red in this room. That kind of, the red and the black kind of add to the atmosphere. But I was over here you're just sort of wandering around. I, again, don't have a problem with the workshop. I can wander through as much as I like and wander around it and I don't have an issue. I got into this room and I'm just chatting with a colleague and we're sort of standing here and I'm sort of, thinking, I just got this feeling, there was just a feeling coming towards me. It was like being watched.
Right.
Then like that sort of feeling that I shouldn't be here. And it just got stronger and stronger. And I was like, we have to leave. We have to leave right now.
Yeah.
We'd had the Ouija board out. So we had done a little bit of Ouija board. Ouija boards are not like the movies make out. They are not anywhere near as scary as that. Obviously, a lot of people have different opinions on them. Some people won't touch them. But there is a lot of stigma behind them because of what movies have shown. Mm. Generally, when we use one, we just get chatting with the inmates. It's absolutely fine. And this thing, it didn't come through on the board at all. It was just me sitting there going, we're done. It's time to go. Like, we go now. And so we left. We went back over to the main part of the prison. And my colleague was looking at me. He's like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing, trying to brush it off, just going, oh, it's just a weird feeling, it's made me feel a bit weird, but I'm all right. And he just sort of persisted. He was like, no, I can see it, what was wrong? And I was like, there is just something in there, we had to leave.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever it was, I didn't like it. So this room, perhaps not my favourite area, but probably just a grumpy spirit who didn't like us here. You do get the odd spirit who doesn't want us sort of nosing about perhaps, and much like the spirits like to let you know that they're here, there is the odd one who will tell you where exactly they would like you to go, and it's anywhere but where you are sort of thing. So
have you been back in this room since then?
We've done a bit of clearing out, so I've wandered through this room since then. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I just have that one little sort of experience. So when I come through and I'm just like, hey, sorry, I'm just creeping through. We're all good. But I don't get the heebie-jeebies in here, shall we say. I'm just a little bit more mindful that this isn't my favourite room.
And generally in this area of the workshop, have there been any other sort of paranormal instances, or is it more in the wings?
It's mostly over in the main part of the prison, obviously, because that's where everybody is.
Yeah.
When we had the scare maze, actually, I think it was the scare... It wasn't the one last year, it was the one the year before. There were a couple of instances where we're all sitting, we're waiting for guests to come through. A couple of people saw, like a couple of the actors saw a shadow past their window. So they got ready to do their bit and then no one would appear. And there was one point where I was in my area with another actor. We were in one area and there were a couple of actors right next door and we could hear people coming, so we were like, quick, quick, and we all got ready in our positions and then nothing turned up. We were like, going, where have they gone? So one of the actors went out to check with someone in one of the neighbouring scenes. He was like, no, I've not had anybody through, not for ages. Wow. So there's been a couple of that where it's like, okay, it's been as if someone's coming and then nothing's appeared.
Well, if you want to do this yourself and come around and have a look at the haunted areas, obviously you could turn up in the daytime and buy your normal ticket. But I understand that you run, or you've been alluding to it a few times today, some ghost tours. How do people go onto those? How do they book onto those?
Okay, so we have, we run these ghost tours, that basically where we go around and we tell you some of the stories that have happened around here, and I've brushed over some of them with you guys. Mm. That is directly bookable on our website. Which, to give it a plug, is www.sheptonmalletprison.com. Tickets are £20 and you just book onto it and turn up on the night. They run on Thursday evening, so we've got two tours on those evenings and you just turn up with your ticket.
And one was last night.
And then you never know what might happen. We were on A Wing and we heard bangs. A cell door shut while we were on A-Wing, but it wasn't anyone on the tour. It was actually sort of up on the three somewhere, which we don't go to. Mm. So even when you're on one of these tours, you can experience something.
It sounds good value for money at £20 then, if it does happen. And you can also book for another agency, can you, to do one of these ghost tours? Or is it Haunted Happenings or something, or is that yourself?
No, Haunted Happenings is one of the people. Yeah. So there's several groups that come in. And you book, if you want to come and do, that's where you actually do the ghost hunting. Mm-hmm. So they just hire the site from us and then they come in and they run their own events. And then you come along and you join in. That's where you do the actual ghost hunting. You use the Ouija boards if you want to, you do the table tipping, you do the watch and wait and all that lot. And that's where you do that. And you're here until about 3 o'clock in the morning doing that.
And then you have to lock up.
And then you have to lock up, I have to lock up, or one of the other members of staff has to lock up after everyone has left.
And they seem to happen after you lock up.
There's always that possibility. Those run most weekends with various companies that come in. So you've just got to find one and book onto it.
Well, I think I probably will next year now. Jenny, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having us around today, showing us around the haunted areas of Shepton Mallet Prison. There are many of them, as we've seen. And who knows? We've got to lock up now, haven't we? So maybe as we're not recording, we're going back downstairs, something happened to us.
You never know. That's the great thing. Anything can happen.
Absolutely, it can. Anything can happen. Well, thank you once again for joining us here on UK Talk Radio. And that, of course, concludes Ghost Watch, The Prison of the Dead. And we hope you really, really enjoyed it. There will be, of course, some other Ghost Watch podcasts coming to you in the very near future. Just a quick reminder, don't forget to have a look at the Shepton Mallet Prison website, which is sheptonmalletprison.com. There you can find further information on the prison itself. You can have a look around the scenes, just see what's going on. But of course, the bit that might be of interest, given that you're listening to this podcast on the ghosts, is that throughout the year, they do offer a wide range of groups the opportunity to search for paranormal activity and make contact with the spirits there. So you could go and perhaps meet one of the spirits that we've spoken about in the podcast.
But do have a look, as I say, at the sheptonmanatprison.com website, because there you can have a look at the live listings for upcoming events. So you can actually book on there and see which date works well for you. There are some more ghost hunting opportunities coming up this year in 2020. Well, you've probably missed it now, but there was one on Halloween night itself. No shock, on Thursday the 31st of October and Friday the 1st of November. But there are some more on Sundays, alternate Sundays in November, and again on the 7th and 14th of December. So it's worthwhile having a look. They are not on in January and February, but they do begin again on Sunday the 23rd of March 2021, and then they go on a few Sundays across the year. There's at least one a month across 2021, with the November and December dates yet to be announced. You can also, as part of it, do the official most haunted experience based on the TV show. You can go ghost hunting at the prison in most haunted style, which would be quite interesting, no doubt. So it's definitely worth a look. If you really want the premier experience of going ghost hunting, then Shepton Mallet Prison really is it.
This is UK Talk Radio, with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.